stony ground hears, shallow souls. Mark 4:5. And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Now we come to the second type of hearer of the gospel. We go a little deeper than wayside, but not much deeper. But oh, we can be fooled by these hearers, and how they fool themselves! These hearers are marked with immediate action and appearance of real life. So fast they spring up, we must look at Matthew's account, as well as Mark's, to get the full understanding of these that are sown in stony places or among the stones. They spring up quickly because they have not much depth. They are shallow ground hearers among stones, so they immediately are impacted by the gospel, and we believe that they are the real thing, for apparent fruit comes up right away. There is no depth to their character, though. They are ready to hear a new thing and react to it and show much enthusiasm with a new thing and follow it very quickly. Now, I would have disciples and pastors be cautious when they see the energy and appearance of new converts, not to put too much on them. Time will prove all things. Be not as rash as they are to appear to be all in. They have no root, no depth, so they grow up quickly. And man, you think they have something there. Their apparent growth is accompanied with joy. They seem to have the joy of the Lord and be on fire. I mean, they are happy to do everything they possibly can for the Lord. They have a smile on their face. They are ready to do all things with joy. Anon means quickly or immediately. But as quickly as they receive it, they lose it. Because the sun comes out and scorches the plant. What is the sun in their case? The Bible says, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Afflictions and persecutions test or try them for the word's sake. So then they must make a decision. All of my friends and all of my families and acquaintances are not happy with my newfound faith. Shall I follow the word and lose my family and friends? Shall I give up everything and everyone about me? Shall I stand for Christ in this place or that place? Shall I deny myself and be humbled? Trials come in, and they come to a place that Christ is not worth what they are going to go through. He is not altogether lovely to them. They lose the luster and think, well, it was great while it was a novelty, but now it will actually cost me something. So then I do not want to lose everything. I will tell you, dear Christians, that when Christ is real to your soul and he has saved your soul, he is worth losing all for. If you do not deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Christ, you cannot be his disciple. So then mark that these do not do that. They are asked to bear a cross, and they are not willing to bear the cross. Why? Because they are not real soldiers and disciples. They become offended that Christianity should cost them something. It is not that they lose their faith. It is that their faith was not real. Real faith bears crosses. It is the fruit of real faith to bear the cross of a disciple. It is not the root. The root is the deep found faith in Christ in the soul. The fruit of that is the cross that you will bear. So then mark that these do not do that. Why? Because they are not soldiers. They become offended that Christianity should cost them something. Why? Because there is no root in them. It is not deep down conviction of the soul. It is not there. So then if someone says something to hurt them or offend them, they are done. If a pastor offends them, they are done. If sin is preached on, they are done. Whatever was in them was not rooted deep down inside. It was not biblical salvation. Biblical salvation endures forever through all things. These hearers endureth for a while. The seed they have is temporary. The seed, when it falls on good ground, bears fruit, eternal fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100.